It's a pleasure to have the general manager of the Giants on with us today, and that is Bobby Evans. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Congratulations on your team. North Carolina still playing, so I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, they played good basketball the second half. They've done a nice job. It's going to be an interesting tournament. A lot of good teams, and you know, KU's number one overall for a reason.
All right, very good. I just want to get that out of the way that, you know, you're still smiling, so I like that. Let's talk a little baseball. You guys reassigned a few players to the minor leagues, and Ty Block was optioned out. Can you comment a little bit on the players who went out and what you saw of them this spring?
Yeah, well, Ty's considerably better than he was last spring, and even better than he was last season at AAA. I think he much more command of the baseball and his breaking stuff. And I think he's really very close to being able to help us if a need arises. He'll be in the rotation at AAA. Looks good, though. And in the case of Vin Mazzaro, he's a guy that we've seen in the big leagues as a swing guy who can spot start, be a long man, has been along the lines of a Yusmeiro Petit. We signed him as a non-roster invite, most likely. Will pitch out of the bullpen at AAA in a long man type role, and then could spot start. And then again, having that depth at AAA only helps you, right? I mean, so that's an advantage for us. In terms of position players, Ryan Lawless, again, you saw him come up in September last year, or I should say midseason last year, and I think ended up not getting a September call up, but came up midseason. He's a guy that has a good base hit bat, can hit a ball in the gap, can run, can play multiple positions, even some first base. So he'll probably play some first base and outfield at AAA. Again, gives us nice depth. We know that he can come up and help us if an opportunity presents itself. Our roster is at 40, so it's going to be tough for some of these guys that are not on the roster, necessarily to be the first call that we make in the event there's an injury or a need. But, again, their being there will only give us more confidence to make moves when the opportunities do come.
Great part of spring training. Bobby, what about Ricky Romero? We saw him, and, of course, we remember him from his Toronto Blue Jay days and saw a lot of him in spring training. What was your take on Ricky Romero?
Well, just a young man that has had tremendous success in the big league. And with injuries, particularly knee injuries, he's lost his legs a little bit. And we worked with him the latter part of last season down in Arizona to try to rehab him and get him back on the mound. He had lost some confidence and had really lost his ability to compete because of his legs. Well, we're seeing a lot healthier Ricky Romero right now and feel like that he's come a long way from where he was last year. He should start the season healthy at AAA. Probably a lean towards that in the bullpen right now, just because the first opportunity that could happen at the big league level may be more likely to come from a bullpen opportunity than a starting spot. At the same time, he'll get stretched out, so he could potentially start if needed or be a swing man. He's very close. He's not quite back to where he was, but that's what we're working on. And I think he's got a great attitude about going down there and continuing to work at it. I think his enthusiasm has never been higher, and feel real good about where he's at.
Well, great report. I'm very happy to have you on so the fans can hear that evaluation, because spring training is so much of evaluation, isn't it, to see how people may be coming back from injury or a year older, seeing what they look like. Hey, there's so much evaluation that goes on in the spring. You probably do it on a daily basis.
No, that's right. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have done work in the winter and are coming into spring training fresh and ready to show you where they've advanced, what they learned last year, where they are physically, where they're, in the pitcher's case, where their command is at, where their breaking stuff is at. There's a lot for us to see every day. In fact, I'm going to watch Cueto pitch a little bit in a minor league game, and as well as get to see both or all of our minor league players get at least one turn through the lineup and then head over to Salt River and join you for our big league game.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought Cueto up. And I know the fans, people have tweeted in. Of course, we knew that Cueto was going to be going over to Indian School today to pitch. What was the reason behind that as opposed to having him here against the Rockies?
Well, part of it is advantages. We don't want to give the Rockies any advantages by seeing more of him than they need to. And so at this point in the spring, you start thinking about what teams you're going to face when the season starts and making sure you don't let them see too much of your guys. So for Cueto, that's part of it. Another part of it is we want to get him stretched out. We want to make sure that he's getting his pitch count up higher. And sometimes in a big league game, you know, like that today, we want him to be able to, you know, to get to a pitch count that may not fit with, you know, a given inning or a given situation over there. So we could take him longer and deeper today over in a minor league game than we can over there. But a big part of it is just the you know, the challenge of facing teams in your division this late in the spring.
Yeah, boy, I'm sure your heart was in your mouth on Monday night when Billy Burns hit one off his glove and off Cueto's head into right field. How about that?
Yeah, it's one of the dangers of the spring. I mean, you want to get out of here healthy and ready to go. We're very fortunate that you know, that Johnny was not injured in that case and didn't even experience a concussion. He had a headache that night and then has had no concussion symptoms following that. So we're very fortunate. Sometimes concussion symptoms come up later, but in this case, you know, we're a week later and we still feel good about where he's at.
Wow. Well, Bobby Evans with us, the general manager of the Giants. Part of the fun of spring for all of us is, you know, you have a lot of helpers out there, you know that, of trying to figure out the roster here and some of the competition for the jobs. And with the outfield not playing a lot early on, Parker and Williamson and Gorkys Hernandez have gotten a lot of playing time. I imagine they must still be in the mix if you go with five outfielders. How do you choose one of these guys?
Well, I heard Williamson's comment about not rooting for Carolina in his interview with you earlier this week. So I did tell him that was going to be part of the factor as we go through this roster decisions. But now he knows that his likely role to start the year will be Triple A. I mean, that's really what he came in expecting, having lost some time with Tommy John. But he has really made a great impression. No surprise there. And he's a guy that you want to play every day. So having him start the year as a fifth outfielder is a little tough just because he won't get the playing time. And he's missed some time, so we really need him to get that those regular bats at AAA. But, you know, we'll continue to let him play through the spring, and we'll come to a final conclusion on that soon enough. I think Parker, having had full seasons and not having had the injury problems or issues, is more ready for a backup role, even though we think he could play an everyday role at some point. He's more prepared to be a backup. And the fact that he's gotten some of those at-bats that Williamson's missed. Gorkys Hernandez came in really as a guy that, you know, could be available in the event you have a need. He's a lot like Gregor Blanco in the fact that he can play all three outfield positions. He's got good speed. He's shown a good bat. He's really come on in his career the last couple of years with the bat, which, you know, makes you excited. That said, I mean, as we get down to the end, we'll have to make a decision. He's certainly in the mix, but really looking at a fifth outfield spot, so we'll just have to decide how to do it. Him not being on the roster is certainly a disadvantage.
Yeah, no, very good. Yeah, I always say the key word at the end of the spring training are options, and I mean major league options. Always help settle a roster. Bobby, Matt Cain pitched the other night, and I know the club has said they're not going to rush him. What was your evaluation of Cain and his likelihood of starting the season in the rotation?
Well, it really upped my expectations after watching him, just because that was his first outing against another club, and he looked extremely confident. His fastball looked good. His command was really not as bad as three walks, and the balls that were hit hard were certainly mislocations, but he didn't look like he was trying to find anything. He looked as much as if he'd been out there multiple times. Despite the results, I felt like that we saw the beginnings of what I hope will be a good season for Matt Cain.
Well, there's a domino effect with him, of course, with Heston and Corey Guerin, as your helpers try to help you put together a pitching staff. How does Heston or Corey Guerin fit into it?
Well, again, there's still 2 weeks left of games for us to get full evaluations of everybody on the roster, and I think that they're going to make every case to be on this club. I think both Heston and Guerin and are going to do everything they can to make sure that they are a very tough decision for us, and I think that's what we want. I mean, that's sort of what we expected, to be honest, and we'll see how it plays out. And again, our starters have to, you know, be doing as much as they can to get ready. and that's true for our bullpen as well. And I think that they'll be in the mix all the way to the end.
Well, it's great. The next couple of weeks are still going to be very, very interesting. I said on the show yesterday, I'd like to see someone go five crisp innings, as a starting pitcher. You ever feel like that? And I realize these games are meaningless and everyone's working on different things, but I'd like to see one starting pitcher go five and say, okay, that looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think as you play American League teams, you know, these starters can roll out their regular stuff more. I think when you're playing clubs in the National League, it's hard. They pitch a little backwards, or they do stuff a little different just because they don't want to show them what they're going to give them during the year. It does kind of mess with the results a little bit. But you always want to see them at their best, but it's hard to do that sometimes in the spring when they're facing clubs that they don't want to give too much info to. So.
All right, that's a good point. No, I hadn't thought of it that way. Okay, I haven't thought of it that way. Last thought for you, the infield, the competition's been terrific in the infield. And we still have a group of people who are still here. Any comment on any of the backups?
No, each guy has done a nice job. I mean, Hawk Chu Lee was one that we sent down today. He's looked very good at shortstop. Looked much better than I expected on his legs. And his bat has got a good swing path. I think that we've seen a little better than a 200 hitter, which he's been at AAA the last 2 years. I think we saw a lot better than that this spring. And as he gets started in the season, he'll be our everyday shortstop. He'll go down and play every day at AAA. Uh-huh. And we'll mix in everybody at different positions because all Kenya and Green, all these guys will play a role all the way through the end of spring to see where they fit. But if they do go to AAA, they're all going to play a significant role on an everyday basis.
Boy, great, great. And one last thought. Is Royal playing second? Did I read that correctly? He's going to play second at Richmond?
No, we're going to move him around a lot. He will not play any one position. He's probably likely to play all three, short, second, and third. And we may mix in first at some point, but right now we're focused on short, second, third.
I got it. Okay. All right. Bobby, thank you so much. And as I said to you earlier, your courtesy is just really appreciated by us. And we always get a good review of what's going on. And I know the fans like it. So I appreciate your time.
Anytime, Marty. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you over here shortly. All right. That is Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants. Boy, a lot to chew on that conversation.